Coffee is for Closers, guys, with your host, Johnny Q. In this podcast, you're going to learn how to close your sales, prospecting new business, working with sales objections, getting higher commissions, and managing your sales time.
I'll show you how to kill it all the time, every time.
Coffee is for Closers is going to be the best sales podcast online. This is Coffee is for Closers, mastering leads and sales opportunities. Selling is the act of providing a solution towards a problem your prospect needs to answer. Get them to invest in your solution by having your prospect see the value of the solution. This is selling. Johnny Q, Coffee is for Closers. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for listening to me. I'm pumped up this morning, and I just want to go ahead and talk to you about mastering leads and sales opportunity. Listen, as a good sales closer, any good sales closer understands that they have a shortage of prospects, of people to sell them. If you can learn how to generate new prospects over and over, that skill is worth $1 million. That skill you could use and maximize your sales ability to close more deals and get more commissions, because obviously that's what we're here for. More commissions, top dollar, that's what we are in sales. One of the first steps that you need to understand is the difference to charge up this commission in sales is to learn and understand the difference about a lead and a potential quality prospect, like a sales opportunity. As salespeople, we spend a lot of the time looking for new prospects, new customers, and the people that are ready to buy our products or services we are offering. The problem many of us are facing, I include myself because I'm in sales, the problem that many of us are facing is not defining the good quality deals between the sales opportunity that's in front of us that are not ready for us at the moment, or prospects or leads, I should say, that are just not buyers. If you want to become a sales closer, you need to learn how to identify the difference of a lead versus a sales opportunity to close a sales lead or a sales deal. In this episode, we're going to learn how to obtain better skills to dominate the prospect opportunity pipeline so you can crush the competition and save time on moving on and mastering the sales skills of closing and getting higher commissions. Using this method, I guarantee that every time you speak to any lead and convert them to sales opportunity, the commissions will be stronger and better, because I'm going to show you how to set them up and how to overcome any objection, rejections, or rebuttals whatsoever. You're going to just kill it. Understanding selling opportunities. Now, guys, let me start off with this. Some of the leads you're getting could be people that you qualify as an opportunity for a sale. However, we as sales professionals lose so much time qualifying our leads as a future prospect. There is a strong difference in leads and prospects. As a sales closer, you must recognize the difference from one to another. Now, let me explain the difference in a lead. A lead is a simple information that you have collected. That is it. It's pretty much just somebody that handed you a card, or maybe you took a phone number and anything. Nothing happens. It might as well just information. You can put it on your CRM. This information comes across your pipeline as a form, as information gathering, because your company has generated this by something called marketing. The problem is that marketing people don't understand the selling process, information gathering, qualifying, prospect, and so on. You get it. Their job is to get as many people willing to give them their information to your company. It's up to you to convert that lead into a qualified opportunity for a sale. After that, that's their job. That is done. Okay, they surely don't close, overcome objections, help on the selling process. Again, you get it, okay? It happens very often where companies make a major investment in advertising, creating a massive people of generating leads. These leads will have similar demographics as your customers, like to your current customers, and will be giving, you their information for exchange for your business. So they give you their information, you try to close them, engage them in the business. I bet this is what you have been currently doing or have been doing all your selling career. In the sales world, we call them leads, because until the lead gets you some interest or engages with you about needing your products or services to solve their problem, they're simply considered unused information. That's basically what they are. These leads are simple, unqualified prospects that will eat up all your time, all your, I would say, quality time, like golden hour selling time, and get you nowhere fast. So at that time, you're wondering, what am I doing? Why isn't this people? Well, that's an unqualified lead, okay? That's just a lead. There is a better way to generate more interest in the information coming through the prospect line. So let's talk about a good prospect. So what makes a good prospect? Well, it's not as easy as you think it will be. You can get a lead to get interested in your products or services. They might ask questions and ask for a detailed sales proposal. Now, that sounds like a deal, right? Well, not so fast. The sales professional will make a strong lead as a ready to buy at any time, or they're hot, or put them on the CRM, they're ready to pull the trigger. This reaction will be the same across the board. You know, it's happening to you, it's gonna happen to the guy in the other company and the other market. Don't worry, it happens to everybody. Now, I want you to just think about it. Nothing has happened. This lead will not give you the time or day and will not return your phone call. Does this sound very familiar? I bet you're thinking about how many customers have done this to you. Don't worry. There is a better way to generate fast deals all the time. And I'll show you how to time management each and every one of these deals and how to convert that lead into a immediately sales opportunity. Creating a lead to a quality buyer instantly. Even if you have years in the business of selling, or a short period of time, or maybe you are thinking about jumping into sales, you should already have some knowledge if the person in front of you that you are selling has a need for your products or services. Now, if you're having trouble recognizing this, I will help you understand some important features you can understand in reading your potential customer or your lead right in front of you. This way, you have a greater opportunity in closing the sale with a higher commission. I will teach you. The only way I teach is closing the deal with higher commissions. For this step, I'm going to show you five easy tricks, or maybe steps. You want to call them just advice or points that will show you how to close a deal and consider them really fast, going from a lead to an instant buyer. Now, consider the following to make your lead a qualified lead instant. The first step is the need for your product or services. As a good sales closer, you need to ask questions to qualify if your product is going to solve the problem they seek. You don't want to sell them a subpar offering, a product or services that will not help them out. You don't want to do this. Be ethical and truly help the people that seek for answers. The more you are helping, the more trust will build between the sales professional and your customer. Now, guys, this is gold. Learn how to ask questions with passion and you will have a huge following. Remember, people know people. They will send you references. Now, guys, if your product at one point you think, you know what, this is not happening. However, I know Joe over here at XYZ company that has a product that's gonna work. Man, refer him to them. You know, help each other out. And eventually he's gonna go ahead and return the favor. However, if you are selling and you wanna just stuff product, you know, down their throat, it's not gonna work. They're gonna go ahead and complain and don't put bad reviews, and don't do that to people, okay? We do not wanna do that because people, remember, people know people. They have friends and they'll go out of the way. If you do an amazing job and you be sincere with them, believe me, referrals will come. Even though I have people that I have sent somewhere else and they come back and say, you know what, Johnny, thank you so much. If anything, I always tell them, guys, for whatever reason, you know, Joe over there drops the ball, pick up the phone and call me. You know, that's sincere. That's being, you know, looking out for them. People always say, don't go see Johnny first, you know, and most of the time, boom, I sell them all the time. So keep that in mind. Have that. Be ethical and truly help the people that seek the answers. They're looking out for you, you know, for your product and services you represent. Remember, you represent your name and your reputation is what you have. So protect that. Second, what situation are they in? Like I said before, a good sales closer will always close with their ears, not with their mouth. Here's a step or method where you listen and not speak. You can go ahead and ask any question, but let your prospect talk, take down notes, but you wanna ask them, where are they in their situation? You know, give me an example. What are, if I'm selling a car and I'm gonna say, okay, you know, what's going on with the car? Tell me what's going on. And they're gonna go ahead and give you as much information as you can. Like at my point, for example, I will ask terms. What term were you in? Okay. When do your agreement expires? Did you buy a vehicle service contract, gap insurance? Any cancellation terms or options? Get as much information as you can that will help you make it easier to close the deal easy and effectively. Here, you're going to go ahead and take as many information. They're gonna just tell you everything. And at this point, you will learn so much about the previous deal. Now, if they had a bad experience, that will come out too. You know, that is gonna be gold because you're gonna realize what not to do. Get everybody involved and understand where they're coming from and what's the most important thing. How do they want to solve that problem? Third, competition. Learn who is your lead speaking to, any of your competitors, what products or services have they inquired or have seen, what competitors have they agreed to or gone to. Ask if they have agreed to any numbers, did they go ahead and get any sales proposition, and ask for those sales proposition. Why did they go with that option if they purchased before? Now, along with where are they at, you want to get, you're getting all this information up front from your customer. They will tell you interest rates, final numbers, you know, if they went with somebody else, don't worry. What you're trying to do is you're going to build good rapport with your customer and have them in there for a longer term, okay? Now, why did they go there with that option? That's the main thing that you want them to emphasize. So everything, you know, why did you go with that option? And just look at them and stare at them and listen. They're gonna give you gathering information about your competition. Did they go anywhere? Because at this point, you're gonna about to crush the competition. Now, if they have a product from another competitor, ask them, What did they like about the product? You will be amazed how quickly the bad experiences come out. So they'll tell you about the good things. Oh, you know, I bought it because of this. I thought this, or, you know, maybe I like the way that this handles, or anything. At this point, you're getting some good feedback because you're gonna use it against them in just a minute. But how it's just amazing how quickly the bad comes out without you even asking. By themselves, they're going to tell you how to close them and what's important to them on the final decision to lead you to close the deal. Here is where you put so much attention to what they're saying. Take good notes about why are they there, okay? You will be able to mentally program your prospect to be more in your favor in doing business with you and your company. Now, don't screw it up. Follow up with everything. At this point, you will be able to crush your competitor. So at this point, when they tell you, you know, this is what happened, they were pushing too much, so I ended up, so don't be that person. Be the opposite person. Be there, helpful and everything. And believe me, like magic, okay, you are mentally programming them, okay, for the prospect to be more in your favor because you're listening to them. Once they open up to you, you take good notes and you write down what to avoid. They're going to tell you, if you can't do this, then I will reward you and do business with you. Okay? So don't screw it up. You need to follow up with every single little thing. If anything goes promising going back, it must be on paper. When presenting final numbers to them or a sales proposition, if you guys talked previously before about something that you're gonna promise them to do, write it down and just say, just remember before they sign off for final numbers, this is not happening, and this is what I can do. And then just present numbers like that. So they always, every time, they get everything in signature or just have them initial there. That way it avoids any you said, we said, because there's so much information going back and forth. This way it shows you you're professional, you're on top of your shit, okay? And you'll be amazed how quickly you turn their previous bad experiences to a good experience. They will be mentally programmed again to doing business with you and your company. At this point, you crush your competitor. Fourth, making the right choice. If there is a possible way of making a decision now, then waiting around for your prospect to do it now. Once you get to this step of your selling method, ask if all the decision makers are here. Simply ask yourself, are all the decision makers here to pull the trigger on this sale? If the answer is yes, you will not have a problem closing the deal. However, this is not the case most of the time, and this is where you guys are losing a lot of the sales. And I'm gonna show you how to fix this, okay? Now, you can go on right now. I'm gonna tell you, you can go on and try to sell, and I guarantee, even though if you attempt a sale at this point and the other decision maker's not there, you are going to go through a rough time with more objections, rebuttals, and rejections and objections like crazy, okay? They're all over the place because the mindset is not there. One of the person is on board and the other one's not. You're going to run into many problems. And if you do close, believe me, it's gonna be a fucking mini. It's not worth it, okay? Just wait. Take my advice. I'm gonna explain to you two ways to do it, okay? Now, if the other half is not there, then we might have a problem. First, ask if it's possible for the other decision maker to make it there. Sometimes, if this might be a spouse, let's just take that for example, and they might be at work, it would be easier for you to schedule an appointment with both of them there. Trust me, you can talk until you're blue in the face and create some great selling, but however, that is not gonna be the best result. If the other decision maker is not there, you're gonna waste a lot of your selling time with your prospect with no results. Most of the time, what the customer is telling you, hey, my wife has a say in this, okay? I'm not going to make a decision now until she is here and she can go through, process through the numbers. They're telling you how to close them. However, you're more excited about selling and closing the deal right then, and it's the wrong way to do it. Otherwise, I would set up an appointment, like I'm gonna show you in just a bit, bring them both of them there and close them, keeping all your gross commission in there, in the deal, instead of giving them more. How about if I give you this? How about if I lower the payment? You get down and still the guy's gonna leave, bring back his wife. Now you gave out the house and you're gonna have another reselling everything. Not to think about this, but all the golden time you had to be with another customer, like setting up an appointment. This is what I would do. I would set up an appointment, you know, focus on something else, like another quality lead, and then sell that one. Meanwhile, the other people come in for a qualify appointment and boom, close them both at the same time, because you're gonna have more time, golden hours, to go ahead and sell. So be smart. Yeah. One suggestion is to take the product or services to the spouse, to the other decision maker, whoever they are. Get in the car to the spouse's work and do some selling over there. Now, if you do this 9 out of 10 times, I personally managed to close the deal right then and there. And great, we'll do business as long as the other half signs off. This way, you don't give away all your gross margin and make a great commission. Other reasons for this action has to be to time to address any rejections or objections that they might have. Maybe any questions. When you do address them and find the solutions, you will be able to have the spouse sign off on a good deal and close it right away. Once you guys make it back to your office, it's gonna be a easy done deal. Just in case you can't go and take the product or services that you are selling wherever they are, set up a professional appointment with both of them there. This way you can sell them both and dedicate an appropriate professional time to address your prospects. They do deserve. They deserve your time. This is a huge mistake that a lot of sales professionals commit, not giving the other decision maker time to reflect on what they're buying or selling them. And I want you to think about this. They sell not only on one decision maker, and then they wonder why they're not selling, or why was the commission so low in case they do sell the deal, if they close the deal. The reason is for the no sell or low commission is the result of the sales professional selling to only one decision maker, and the other one, you're just selling them numbers, no sizzle. You're just selling them the sales proposition to one decision maker, and that is a big mistake. That's where you're having a no sell or a fucking mini. So don't do that. They don't have the sizzle you give the other decision maker in the first place. You will end up with one decision on board and the other one without, and they're gonna go ahead and fight, and if they get in the fight, deal's off, okay? This leaves nothing for the sales professional. It's not worth it. Skip it, you know, focus on something else. The best solution is to set up an appointment with both decision makers and sell them both at the same time. You have already invested time with one of them. Be assured that that person you invested some time with already, and that you try to sell them, they will help you convince the other person to buy. Keep in mind that 80% of appointments that set up like the way I just told you will be set up for the close. They're ready to close because they're back. However, if you set them up like I'm recommending you, you will close every fucking deal. I guarantee it. You will close every deal and have a better commission. And by the way, you're welcome. Number five, selling the value. The last information that I strongly believe that sales professionals miss is they forget to ask themselves the most important question. How would your products or services we are offering meet the client's needs and wants to solve their problem? Listen to that one more time. How would our product or services we are offering or we are selling meet the client's or the prospect's needs and wants to solve their problem? Answer this question, and this is how you'll be able to justify their hard-earned money to be invested in your products or services. You will hit it, I guarantee you, right out of the ballpark when you start using this over and over. This method creates a tremendous value proposition when you present final numbers and close the prospect. When you are selling this way, once you find the answer to that question, that's gonna create and it's gonna regulate the customers from being the making from the first competition, making the right choice, what situation, and creating, okay, the need for your product or services. Everything comes together at that point. And this is the way you will be able to close them and sell the value of your proposition. My final thoughts. At the beginning, I explained the difference between a lead and an opportunity to sell. It's important to jump right into the prospects that are going to happen now. Make sure you use time management right away and learn what prospects are that all the leads are coming into your pipeline. Address the prospects that are ready to happen now, okay? So that's why it's important for you to kind of cipher and go through them right away using this method. The ones that aren't ready, to set them up to work on them whenever you have downtime. Whenever you're not doing anything, go back to them and, you know, schedule. Ask them questions like, when are you gonna be ready? Maybe a week from today, a month from today. Follow up with them, okay? You don't want to just put them to the side. If they're not ready, totally understand. This is my contact information. Send them the email. Don't forget about them. A set of reminder for you to call them back, okay? Don't waste your golden hours on people that are just leads, that are just going to burn up your time. However, they are still important, so don't forget about them. You just need to realize how to invest your time correctly with the new opportunities that are in front of you. So, all these leads are coming in, and just go through them exactly what they're going. Use this method, I guarantee you, you'll sell everybody. Everybody that's on coming into your lead bucket is going to close one way or another. Once you're adapting this method of selling and time management, you start to close deals left and right to the point your sales manager will be confused about how you have improved your selling skills. By far, this method will increase two things: your selling closing rate with high gross margins, leaving you with extreme strong commissions, and that's what we want. We want strong salespeople, and then you start to become a sales closer. You start making everybody feel like, what is he doing? He makes it seem so easy. It's easier. However, it is work. You know, you have to practice every one of the steps. Now, take it easy step by step. Go back and re-listen to this podcast if you have to. It's available for you anytime. I'm always here. And remember, adapt this, go slow by slow, and by far, adapt this method. I guarantee you, you will increase your selling close rate. Your commission gross will go high. Your gross margins will go higher, and you will end up with strong commissions. And again, guys, you're welcome. I'm always here to, you know, answer any questions. Let me know. If you enjoy what you're listening to, make sure you show some love and smash that subscribe button for me. Again, this is Johnny Q. I have included my email to answer any questions for you guys you might have on the description on this podcast, on this episode. Don't forget to share this episode with two of your friends. Good news, I'm on TikTok now at Coffee is for Closers Johnny. Follow me on TikTok for tips, classes on mastering sales closings. Until next time, thank you, God bless, and guys, I'm always here, man, to help you kill it. Have an amazing weekend, strong commissions, guys, and go kill it.